What role does Ireland play in the United States military supply chain? Millions of US soldiers have passed through Shannon Airport over the past two decades, a significant transit point for the US military, particularly for its wars in the Middle East. But while US on-the-ground military involvement in Afghanistan and Iraq has come to an end, figures show that Shannon Airport continues to be consistently used by the US. Our reporter Jackie Fox joins us with more detail now. Jackie, good morning. Before you paint a picture for us on how much US traffic there's been at Shannon Airport over the last 3 years, tell us first of all about the rules of engagement, the rules for US military and civil aircraft landing and flying over Ireland.
Yes, absolutely. So civil and military aircraft intending to carry munitions of war or weapons through or into Irish territory must apply for a special exemption from either the Department of Foreign Affairs or the Department of Transport to land or fly over Irish airspace. The Department of Foreign Affairs deals with US military flights, and the Department of Transport deals with US civil flights like Omni Air International and Atlas Air, which often operate under government and military contracts and are commonly used to carry troops and equipment. Permission must be sought even if the weapons on the aircraft are not loaded with ammunition or immediately usable, which is part of the policy to support Ireland's neutral stance. But under the terms of a specific agreement dating from the 50s, US military aircraft can overfly without prior notification on condition they are unarmed, carry only cargo and passengers, and comply with navigational requirements. The Irish government insists that the US's use of the airport is subject to those strict conditions, include no arms or ammunition without specific permission, and that no operation missions are launched from Shannon.
Okay, so what are the statistics then that you've obtained and analysed?
Well, from 2022 to 2024, almost 2,000 US military and US civil flights with munitions of war on board stopped in Ireland. And over those 3 years, a total of 978 US military flights landed at Irish airports, mostly in Shannon. During the same period, more than 1,000 applications were made by US civil operators with munitions of war on board to land at Shannon Airport. These applications were for what the department calls tech stops, so brief landings to refuel or perform maintenance checks. In terms of flying over Irish airspace, more than 1,700 applications were made from US civil aircraft with weapons on board to fly over Irish airspace, and just over 1,000 US military flights flew over Irish airspace during 2022 and 2024. But it is worth noting that the US Embassy submits the statistics on military aircraft overflights to the Department of Foreign Affairs. It's not data collected by the department.
Do we know if any were refused?
Yes, only 0.1% of the US civil aircrafts were refused due to the nature of the total munitions of war proposed to be carried, according to the Department of Transport. Two were refused last year. On July 8th, an Omni Air International flight travelling from Budapest in Hungary to Pittsburgh in the United States was refused permission to overfly. 3 weeks later, on July 30th, another aircraft from the same airline was refused permission to fly in Irish airspace from Pittsburgh to Hungary. Figures from the Department of Foreign Affairs showed that no US military aircraft was prevented from landing in Ireland over the last 3 years.
So do we know what weapons?
We do. A majority of the munitions of war on those civil aircraft declared were unloaded personal issued weapons of troops with no ammunition. One flight in 2022 had ammunition only listed in the description. But calls have been made for checks on these aircrafts. A lot of this is in good faith, and these planes are not routinely searched or inspected by Irish authorities. You may remember last year, Taoiseach the Micheál Martin said companies that fly munitions through Irish sovereign airspace that do not abide by regulations may be refused flight permission in the future. And that came after the Department of Transport confirmed that 9 civilian aircraft reported by the Ditch website to have carried munitions of war, which were destined for Israel, did not did enter Irish sovereign
they
airspace.
They did enter it.
They did enter Irish sovereign airspace. Now, Professor of International Law at the University of Notre Dame, Mary Ellen O'Connell, is concerned about all of this. She told me that Irish authorities should be very clear that it will not permit the United States to transport weapons bound for what she says are unlawful armed conflict through Ireland.
It's important for Ireland, which stands tall on so many of these issues of international law, to take seriously this principle as well, not to assist a country in any way that's using military force unlawfully. It's if the Irish authorities continue to allow this, they have to be very clear. They will not allow the United States to transship using Irish assistance weapons bound for an unlawful armed conflict.
Professor Mary Ellen O'Connell there. Jackie, where are the planes going?
Well, hundreds of the flights were to and from common destinations such as Germany, Poland and Bulgaria, all key hubs for NATO operations. There was a notable increase in traffic when the US was boosting troops in Europe following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Kuwait, a long-standing US military hub in the Middle East, is also regularly traveled to. It had been used as a staging area for troops rotating in and out of many Middle East countries and onward links to Israel and Gulf allies.
So figures show that US military aircraft and civilian aircraft, they regularly and routinely land here, mostly at Shannon Airport, with minimal oversight by the authorities. The question then, is this affecting Irish neutrality? Is it a de facto US military base?
Shannon is used frequently by the United States with dozens of military and civilian aircraft with weapons on board landing and taking off every month with little intervention or checks. A spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs said Ireland's policy of military neutrality is characterised by non-membership of military alliances and non-participation in common or mutual defence arrangements. They said that this policy is fully consistent with foreign military and state aircrafts being allowed to enter Irish sovereign airspace or land in the state under certain circumstances. But a peace activist and contributor to Shannon Watch, a group which has monitored US activity at the airport for 20 years, said that he believes Shannon Airport is a de facto military base for the United States. People may be familiar with Edward Horgan, as he spent two decades protesting the use of Shannon Airport by the US military. He said now is the time for the United States to be forbidden from using the airport. He accuses Israel of genocide, a charge which they deny.
I spent 22 years in the Irish Defence Forces, was heavily involved in logistics, and logistics play a huge role in modern warfare. Shannon Airport has been used as a logistic hub for the US military. And this is particularly important at the moment and particularly inappropriate with ethnic cleansing and genocide that is happening in Gaza. Now is the time, in fact, I believe, that US military should be forbidden from using Shannon Airport.
Mary, I've also been speaking to a retired US Army officer who stopped at Shannon Airport in 2009 when he was coming back from Iraq. Former Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis said that while he was surprised by the figures, he believes Shannon is not a de facto US military base.
Yeah, I would not. I would not say that unless the what would distinguish it to be a military base would be if you had, like, say, fighter jets on there, that you had routine military transport aircraft, that you had U.S. facilities on there, Air Force facilities, I'm talking about, or military facilities specifically, which were independent, like what we do, for example, in the Middle East, in Qatar, for example, or in Kuwait. You know, those are, we have parts of the whole airfield that are fenced off, and it's just U.S. territory there. That's what I consider a base. But this sounds more like a leasing agreement and an arrangement to use existing facilities.
And you were listening there to Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davies ending that report from Jackie Fox. And you can see a breakdown of the figures that Jackie has been referencing in her report on Clarity on RTE.ie. Jackie, thank you very much. 27 minutes past seven.